Exports of U.S. beef and variety meats helps maximize the value of every beef animal across this country, contributing roughly $415 per head on a fed slaughter basis in 2024. South Dakota beef producer Marshall Edelman of Willow Lake, a director with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, has details.
We came in at about 1.29 million metric ton. That's down about 0.5% year over year, but the value actually increased 5% up to $10.45 billion.
South Korea, Japan, China, Hong Kong, Mexico, and Canada round out the top five markets for U.S. beef last year. Specifically, Edelman reports export business to Canada and Mexico made up nearly $89 of the $415 slaughter value last year, with China, Hong Kong demand putting in $78 per fed animal. Edelman states widening the net and promoting U.S. beef in emerging markets has also been a priority.
What's interesting is the last 5 years, we've put about 22% more funding towards emerging markets. They actually set some records on an annual basis for volume and value, and some of those markets were Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Cuba, Singapore, Morocco. So it's kind of neat how some of these emerging markets have helped us in this marketplace.
Variety meats, too, play a key role in supporting U.S. beef exports, moving all parts of the beef animal and achieving value where little exists domestically. The U.S. Meat Export Federation spearheads U.S. beef promotion and marketing efforts globally, supported in part by the Beef Checkoff. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.